FBI confirms it is investigating attempted assassination of Trump at his Florida golf course. By Alana Mastrangelo on September 15, 2024. The Federal Bureau of Investigation, FBI, confirmed that the agency is now investigating what it believes is the second assassination attempt on former President Donald Trump's life. The FBI has responded to West Palm Beach, Florida, and is investigating what appears to be an attempted assassination of former President Trump, the agency said in a statement on Sunday. As Breitbart News reported, President Trump's campaign announced Sunday afternoon that the 45th president is safe following gunfire transpiring in his vicinity. President Trump is safe following gunshots in his vicinity, Trump campaign communications director Stephen Cheung said in a statement. No further details at this time. The gunshots were reportedly fired while Trump was at Trump National Golf Club in West Palm Beach, Florida, where he was golfing on Sunday. Donald Trump Jr. later announced that a suspect has been apprehended and an AK-47 rifle was found in the bushes at Trump National, citing law enforcement officials. Again, folks. Shots fired at Trump Golf Course in West Palm Beach, Florida, Trump Jr. said. An AK-47 was discovered in the bushes, per local law enforcement. The Trump campaign has released a statement confirming former President Trump is safe. A suspect has reportedly been apprehended, Trump Jr. added. This is the second assassination attempt President Trump has survived in the span of 2 months. The first assassination attempt was carried out on July 13, while the 45th president was delivering remarks at a campaign rally in Butler, Pennsylvania. Trump was shot in the ear, narrowly avoiding death, as he so happened to turn his head to look at a chart that had been displayed the moment would-be presidential assassin Thomas Matthew Crooks opened fire. The assassination attempt, however, resulted in the death of former fire chief Corey Comprator, and severely injured two other rally-goers, David Dutch and James Kippenhaver. The U.S. Secret Service has faced heavy backlash in response to the July 13 assassination attempt. 10 days later, Secret Service Director Kimberly Cheadle resigned following a scathing congressional hearing in which she was unable or unwilling to answer many key questions from lawmakers on the agency's failure to protect President Trump. This is a developing story. Alana Mastrangelo is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on Facebook and X at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.